I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Paul Ramel here at the Madison Mercantile. We're broadcasting live. It's Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shellstead. And this we usually do Monday afternoon, but Chris, you were down in St. Paul last week.
That's right, yesterday. Yeah, I had to zip down to St. Paul, and if anybody's made that round trip in one day, you know I can be in Hofstra. That's a lot of ride time, right?
Yeah.
Had to go down there for a meeting with the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation, the granting organizations, and it was a really great meeting, but a long drive down and back, but well worth it. It seems like every time I go down to a meeting like that, I end up running into people who know about Madison.
All right. Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it?
It is. There was at least three people there at this conference who knew all about Madison and had been here and things like that. So Madison is a pretty famous place sometimes.
Awesome. That's awesome. Madison Mercantile is a famous place now. A lot of people here today.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on.
Tuesdays are busy days. You know, Tuesdays and Thursdays are probably our busiest days during the week. But then again, you just never quite know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Every time I turn around, something new is popping up around here. But we had a heck of a weekend. And, you know, let's back up to last week. We had this conference called Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities. And that was on Thursday.
That's featured in the Western Guard.
It is. Yeah. We made the front page of the Western Guard this time, thanks to Adam and the crew over there. And we had such a great turnout for that. People from all over Minnesota, University of Minnesota Extension, and thanks to the mayor and the city administrator and the newspaper and everybody for showing up for that. It was really great, and it was an opportunity to highlight Madison in general and the great things that are happening here and the Mercantile specifically, because there's a lot of small towns who are looking at us and saying, hey, maybe we can do that in our town.
Right.
So this was a great little field trip that the Minnesota Extension organized.
Okay, so what kind of groups are all here to see what you're doing here at the Mercantile?
Well, some of them were EDA types, economic development types.
From different towns.
Okay. There was Owatonna, Winona, Sleepy Eye, Candy Ojai County, people all from all around. There was somebody here from up by Duluth. And so they were coming to see what we were doing and coming to also see what the other things in Madison have done for the community, like the public art and the Prairie Arts Center and all of them. They want to replicate our success as a town.
Yeah, so, as a small town.
Yeah, it was really great. It was a really fun day, but followed quickly by the meander right away the next day.
No rest for you, Chris.
No, but no rest for anybody. But we had two official meander artists here at the Merck on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But then we also had all of our quote, normal artists and vendors here. So we had over 600 people come through here, Paul.
Wow.
Yeah.
600 people for the meander come through the Mercantile.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's amazing.
Yep, and we got to thank the Electoral Study Club for serving lunch, great paninis and sloppy joe, so that was a hit. And people just enjoyed coming in and talking to the artists. Joyce Meyer was the potter that was here. She's from Out by Candy, and just had a great, great event, sold a lot of her beautiful work. And then the Quilt Club was here, had a beautiful quilt show set up. And I know that they've done that for a couple of years now, and it's always a big hit.
Okay. People come from all over for that meander. Did you get to visit with some people far away? Or?
Yeah. You know, a lot of them do this every year. They make it a girls' trip, or it's their whole book club that comes, or they use it as a good opportunity to come and see friends from Kansas City, Sioux Falls, Moorhead.
No way.
Yeah, Grand Forks. There was a couple from Grand Forks that stuck around for quite a bit, and it's really a great way to showcase our area. You know, the meander has gone on for about, 21 years now?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yep, and, it's almost impossible to see the whole thing in a weekend. So
yeah.
From Granite Falls up to Ortonville, but it just showcases how much talent we have out here.
Yeah, that's right. I think Deb Meyer was a meander artist at her house.
Yep, she did her show in her own house, which was great. She could put her feet up between customers. That was probably really good for her. So it's nice to have two or three different things in town for people to stop and do. So that was Oktoberfest weekend as well, so we had a little bit of that crowd.
Okay. talk about what's going on in the back room right here, right now. This is kind of neat.
Well, I tell you what, this is our Spanish-speaking coffee hour, and La Mesa, the table, right? And this kind of came about organically. There was a couple of young ladies that would come in, and they would bring their kids in, and they didn't speak English, the young ladies, and their kids were just adorable. So we found a way to introduce them to each other, and they became friends, and then they came to us and said, hey, could you run a English as a second language class? So the first thing we did was make sure they got coffee, and by the way we did that is we got David. Right, David?
All right, we have a guest here. Hello. Welcome to Coffee at the Merck.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. I'm David Cendros. I'm from Barcelona, Spain, and yes, we're here at the Merck, Tuesdays for the Spanish Hour. So if you want to learn some Spanish or some English, si hablas español y quieres aprender inglés, no tenga miedo, vengan aquí al mercantil y pueden pasar un buen rato, aprender un poco de inglés y hacer amigos.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the word. It sounded good.
That sounded good.
Basically, just said that come make friends at the Merck, learn some Spanish, and, you know, and everyone's welcome.
You have a number of people back there learning English.
We do, Paul. And so it kind of started by these folks coming together and getting to know each other, and it was really great to see these, especially these young ladies, get to make friends and talk about their kids. And then we thought, well, it'd be really nice if they were able to order coffee and food and stuff and feel comfortable. So David steps in, speaking Spanish, making them feel welcome, and
making them coffee at the same time.
At the same time, if you can imagine.
Doing a great job.
Well, you made my strawberry banana smoothie. It's awesome. By the way,
was it good? Good.
Yeah, it's good. Going good.
Let me hear.
And then one day, Ashley Hipma came through, and I mentioned to her we were doing the Spanish thing, not knowing that she's fluent in Spanish, and she said, well, you know, I took 6 years of that in college. I think I can run the group. So she volunteered. So she's teaching English as a second language, kind of in an informal setting for these folks. We got some workbooks for them. And it's really been a lot of fun watching these people get to know each other and be friends and feel more comfortable in the community. So that's really the goal of all of this is, you know, being welcoming and inclusive and welcoming these young families to our community.
Good, good. All right. Thanks for joining
All
us.
Right.
Appreciate it. Some more Spanish to our Spanish friends listening.
All right. Nada más. Nos vemos el próximo martes. Quien quiera venir, ahí nos vemos. Un saludo.
Okay.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
All right. Yeah. What else? What's coming up at the Merck here, Chris?
Well, you know, we're in the middle of harvest, right? So we see these bean trucks going by and people run in and get coffee on their way to get into the fields or get out of the fields.
Yep.
So we're doing what we can to support the farmers during this time. And then we're moving into Halloween, you know. We're going to have a short but scary Halloween art show.
Okay.
And then we're going to support the Halloween event on Main Street.
Main Street, Madison here?
Yeah. We're going to have some hot chocolate and some apple, hot apple cider and things like that. So before or after the trick or trunk event, please, you know, stop on in at the Merck and show us your costumes. We'd love to get some pictures. We'll have a photo booth.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Yeah, get a good picture of your little ghost or goblin before their whole costume gets ruined. That should be fun.
When is that?
That's Halloween. On Halloween.
On Halloween night.
The 31st,
yep.
Right.
Okay.
And then we're going to get ready for Norse Fest. And the kind of things we're going to do here are Scandinavian art. We're going to host the pie social again.
Mm.
And
I remember that from last year.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then after Norse Fest, we're thinking about a little holiday meal, kind of a Friendsgiving thing. Stay tuned for that. And then we're going to have a holiday market like we did the last year and let our vendors kind of shine and have some local products for people to buy. And in between all that, we've got a couple great music events and some art events, some things we're doing collaboratively with the library. And speaking of art events, I tell you, we've got a group of kids around here who are artists.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got one sitting next to me here, don't we, huh? What's your name?
Mason.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
You come to the Merck often?
Yeah.
You do a lot of artwork, and every once in a while he helps me out with the different things I got going on, and so I appreciate his help and his support and his talent. So thanks, Mason.
Yeah, you like coming to the Merck?
Yeah.
What do you like about the Madison Mercantile, Mason?
I don't know everything.
Everything? Well, he plays piano for us and does some art for us, so it's all pretty great to have him and a bunch of the other kids hanging out here.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the radio with us, Mason.
Okay.
You bet. And Chris, we got a couple minutes here.
Yeah, I want to highlight something that's coming up that's kind of unique and interesting. We decided that, you know, we've got a lot of great stories that happen around here. Some wonderful people and friendships and groups that have formed. So we decided to launch a YouTube channel. Yeah, and if
so, the Madison Merc is going to have their own YouTube channel.
That's right. So when you get, you know, you turn on your TV at night, you can go come and watch our show. Yeah, so we're not quite there yet. We may have that thing up this week, but we'll have three different stories, you know, 7 to 10 minute stories that tell about somebody or something or some project that's happening at the Merc, and then we'll branch out and do some stories about other things happening in Madison. So our goal is to get this all up and running and then get some kids involved to do citizen stories and interviews on the streets. So,
that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, maybe we'll grow us some new radio hosts. Huh?
Yeah, you could get a million followers right off the bat.
Oh, I think we can. I don't know. We're no Paul Ramo, that's
no,
for sure.
Yeah, whatever.
So that YouTube channel should go live pretty soon. And if anybody's got ideas for stories, we're looking for stories to highlight solutions and positive things happening. You know, you turn on the news, you hear a lot of problems, a lot of issues.
Issue stuff.
Yeah, we like to highlight the solutions and the positive news stories that are all over the place here
right.
in Madison.
Right, yep. Yeah, well, Madison Merc's done a fantastic job of gathering people, putting people together.
Yep, that's kind of was one of our main missions. One of our main goals was to provide a place where everyone feels comfortable, everyone's welcome. And, you know, sometimes you sit down at a table and you end up meeting somebody you've never met, but you've maybe lived a block away from your whole life.
Right.
So it's kind of nice to see those bridges being built between people and between organizations. So I really appreciate that aspect of
yep.
the Merc.
And a lot of people are gathering here as groups to meet
yes.
on a regular basis.
Yep, we have the caregiver support group, which is on Wednesdays at 1, and that one's open to whoever wants to come and learn about caring for themselves or caring for somebody else. Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. And then we have a cancer support group that spawned off of that, and there's the study clubs and puzzle and craft clubs and you name it. I just encourage somebody, if they want to get together and get something going, please let us know. We can find you a place, and we can support you in whatever
right.
you want to do.
I noticed on coming in on the wall there, you got out on the outside of the wall by the door, you got some new people, right?
Yeah.
A new thing going on.
Right. So what these organizations that meet here to show their colors, basically. So we gave them each a round piece of wood and said, paint your symbol on here. Kind of like your flag or your amulet or whatever you want to call it, and we're hanging them on the side of the building. It kind of reminds me of those round shields you'd see on a old Viking longboat,
yep.
right?
Right.
So hopefully these will...
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we hope they'll cover the building eventually.
Okay. All right, so when are you open, Chris, here at the Madison Merc?
Well, we are still open from 7:30 in the morning to 5 in the evening, every Monday through Friday, but we're open later on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're open till 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then if it's necessary, we can be open other times in the evenings to support people's projects. And on Saturdays, we're open 10 to 2. Unless we have music, then we're open later that day.
All right, real good, Chris. Thanks again for joining us on Coffee at the Merc.
All right, thanks, Paul. I really appreciate your support. Thank you to everybody in the community.
That's Chris Shelstead, and that's another Coffee at the Merc.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merc.
My life. Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.
Time for news around the region from the Minnesota News Network, brought to you by Froggatt Auctions and Real Estate, your farm equipment and real estate specialist with monthly selling opportunities.